I was blessed this morning with a little surprise. I received it when Eric showed me the morning paper. And he said, "You're supposed to give tomorrow evening, this evening." I said, "Oh, really?" But that's how I got my duty. Second question's how I discovered my lesson. First thing I did was start to think about some things that I had prepared at home, thinking about one of these days, I might have to have one of these devotion programs. But then I had another thought. Because when I lead singing in the next few times, I had determined that I was going to use songs that address me. Now, not just me, but you and every one of us individually. It dawned on me one day that most of our songs are sung in groups, talk about us and we. But we need to stop sometimes and think about, what about me? And where do I stand? And how do I stand? And so when I got to thinking about it, I got to thinking about this occasion. And I guess you could call the subject of it, are you or me? Am I coming to Jesus tonight? And I didn't really have to do a lot to gather information to tell you what's in my heart about this mind, because I had a lot of stuff put in my heart this morning on that very subject. One of them is a fellow that I've known for a long, long time. His name is Eric. And he taught this morning. And he taught a great deal about everything that we have and everything that we learn and everything that God has provided for us, that we may learn and that we may live within Him and by Him. And we live for Him as He, in His eternal life, lives for His children. Got a lot of that out of Zechariah. And then along came the preacher, Brother David. And he had a lot to say this morning about, don't fall back. And I just began to think about, it's time for me to think, am I falling back? Did I fall back? And is it creating a problem with me in my relationship with God? And if so, what do I do to straighten it all out? And then along came the third man. And I just need the page to think about him. He's a very wonderful man, a man we've been missing. And he led us in our worship and song today. He led a song that is very often hard for me to sing. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross. Well, I've known that for a long time. But the most important part of this to me is the chorus. Does it really mean me? So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. It's such good language. About to look at part of it. And I wonder. I know from this what God's looking at. And what He wants to see when I come and stand before Him. But important question. Do I have any trophies to lay down? Do I have anything to exchange that someday for a crown? Yeah, it was a good morning for me. How are you thinking in service this morning? I was the one that asked Luke to lead this song, "Are You Coming to Jesus Tonight?" for our invitation song. We may sit here, stand here, and think here about our certainty. But do we have that certainty? And if you don't have that certainty tonight, then are you coming to Jesus tonight to get that all changed between you, your God, and Jesus Christ, your Savior? You have the opportunity now as we stand and as we sing.